It is truly an oasis in the middle of a desert, a place where rails, roads, and range meet. We go to a site in the middle of the Mojave Desert, next on the American Countryside.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. It may seem like the middle of nowhere, a place with one of the harshest climates on Earth that will wither plants and people alike.
Kelso became an oasis between Los Angeles, Las Vegas area, and eventually Salt Lake. We're just located right here in the middle of the desert. There was a great water source here at the base of these mountains at the depot. So that's originally why this area was chosen for the steam engines.
Christine Slagle's office is inside the depot of which she speaks. Today, this small outpost of Kelso lies within the Mojave National Preserve, an expanse of desert wilderness south of Las Vegas.
The summer months, just from my experience, you don't move a lot during the daytime. You move when the sun goes down, and you have a very good relationship with your swamp cooler or AC.
As Slagle mentioned, Kelso, though, is an oasis, a small patch of green set among a vast landscape of sand and barren land. That scenario drew more than just people and trains to this place.
This area was notorious for rattlesnakes because of the water and the seeps and the springs. The people that boarded at the depot, the south side of the building, the 12 boarding rooms upstairs were the hottest and the driest and the dustiest facing the track. So that was the worst side of the building to be on. And then you were kind of special if you were boarding on the north side of the building.
Slagle says the preserve offers some stunning scenery to be found in few other places on Earth.
The dune field is spectacular. People are just surprised. They just, even just driving down north, when you see the dunes looming ahead, you're like, those are sand? You know, they just can't. It's just such a vast, beautiful area.
Traveling the countryside in Kelso, California, I'm Andrew McCray.